AI News by Conjero.
Tonight, we look at a dancer with ALS who performed live using brainwave signals to steer stage actions, revealing a deployable AI-enabled control loop in real time.
The setup uses non-invasive EEG-like readings from a wearable cap with on-the-fly pre-processing to clean drift and artifacts from movement and the environment.
A real-time decoder translates those features into concrete controls, lighting cues via DMX, prop actuation, or choreography milestones, kept by a low-latency interface.
But there are big constraints: calibration across the show, drift adaptation, guardrails, manual overrides, and venue quirks like acoustics and rigging that affect timing.
In short, the end-to-end pipeline, from neural activity to stage action, needs careful calibration to stay in sync with a live performance.
That means managing latency, reliability, safety, and data provenance, so decisions are auditable and repeatable across venues.
If durable, we'd see professional-grade tooling, end-to-end data pipelines, stable APIs for stage systems, and edge-assisted inference to cut delay.
Governance matters too: performer consent, data privacy, and post-show data handling, plus standards for interoperability.
The pipeline would be modular: plug in signal capture, swap feature extractors, and replace decoding models while keeping a repeatable, auditable path.
Pilots in more venues will test latency budgets and system interop, moving from novelty to routinely deployed capabilities.
Experts predict a tiered ecosystem of toolchains, certified hardware, and venue-ready integration layers.
Bottom line, live brainwave-powered performances could become practical, with safety, governance, and calibration as core priorities.
AI News by Conjero.